We probably all know the old story about somebody stopping and asking for directions. How do I get to Coleraine from here? And the answer is simply, well, if I were you, I wouldn't start from here. Starting points are important on journeys. When I went up to big school in Belfast from Shanogstown, which wasn't really a big place, I really had big difficulties finding my way around. Belfast was just huge to me, a wee fella up from the country. And so the only way I could find my way around Belfast was to get to the City Hall. And I got to the City Hall and I stood at the front and I could usually find my way from there. But if I had to go somewhere, I had to make my way back to the City Hall before I went anywhere else, because that was just my starting point. And I couldn't find my way around unless I can get myself back to the City Hall. So my journeys were probably 2-3 times longer than they needed to be, because every time I had to trot back to the City Hall before I went anywhere else. Starting points. We all need them in our journeys. And it's not just physical journeys of getting up and going somewhere. In every journey that we make, we need to start somewhere. And the reading from Matthew's Gospel that Robert read for us a few minutes ago, there's just such a starting point. That's Peter. Peter recognizes who Jesus is. Everyone around at that time is talking about Jesus and wondering who he is. Is he John the Baptist? Is he Elijah? Is he Jeremiah? Maybe he's one of the other prophets come back, and all of this chat is going around. And Jesus listens to all that chat, and then he looks his disciples in the eyes and simply says, well, what about you? Who do you say that I am? Not what everybody else says. Who do you say that I am? And Peter just gets it spot on. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You're the Messiah. You're the promised one. You're the one I've been waiting for. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And there's Peter's starting point in this journey. Now, hopefully, as we gather together today, most of us, many of us have already made that confession, that profession of faith. We've already got to that starting point in this journey with Jesus. Because that is such an important starting point. Our starting point is recognizing who this Jesus is and opening our lives to him. I don't know about your household, maybe you have started already to dismantle the things of Christmas, things just gradually getting put away again until next year. What happens to Jesus in these days depends upon whether or not you have made that confession. Because if Jesus is only and solely a baby in a manger in Bethlehem, then that journey of faith has yet to really start. But if you can look by faith into that manger and see the Christ, see the Son of the living God, then that's a great place to start your journey. Your journey into 2022 and beyond. When Peter makes this confession, Jesus points out to him, well done, Peter, you've got it right. But you didn't work this out on your own, Peter. God has revealed this to you. This is God loving us. And in response, we love him. Loving him who first loved us. Peter discovered that. God reveals to him who Jesus is. And Peter just gets it. You're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. But of course, the journey only starts there. It doesn't finish there. It just starts there. Now the question is, how will you live with that truth? How will you live with the truth that this is the Christ, the Son of the living God? If that's the truth that God has revealed to you, if that is what God has put into your heart, then how will you live with that? What difference will it make to your life? What course will you set during the days that lie ahead in 2022? And that's a question for all of us. Maybe it used to be that we would have had the year planned out, decided roughly what we're going to be doing in the months that lie ahead. Well, if the last couple of years have shown us anything, that's a bit of a waste of time. What course are we setting? What direction are we going? We have that starting point in Jesus, but how will we live with him during the days that lie ahead? Verse 21 of this chapter 16 in Matthew's gospel has a bit of a turning point in it. And it simply begins with this: from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, that he must be killed and on the third day raised to life. So Jesus begins a whole new emphasis in his teaching. He's no longer teaching the crowds in parables. He's no longer telling these stories to help people understand God's love for them, to help people come to grips with God's kingdom, which has come to them in Jesus. He's no longer teaching in those parables. Instead, he concentrates on preparing the disciples for what lies ahead: his suffering, his death, his resurrection. But it's not just about something that's happening out there. Jesus goes on to say, if anyone would come after me, if anyone would follow me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Now that's much, much more than just a nod at Christmas time. It's much more than just singing the carols around Christmas time and then putting them away until next year. This is a call to follow. This is a call to discipleship. This is a call to live in the truth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. So my question to myself and to each of us today on this first Sunday of the year is simply, what course have you set for yourself? Now, we need to be clear. We need God's grace, first of all, to start this journey. But boy, do we need God's grace to continue on with this journey. It's not something that we will simply run on our own. We're dependent upon God's grace to keep going. But after you come to know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you want to live in a way that pleases him. You're not living in that way to win his affection. You're not living in that way to catch his eye. He has already given you his life. We want to live in a way that pleases him, that demonstrates our love for him. But here's the wonderful thing. You don't have to sort your life out to get to know Jesus as Savior. Jesus isn't hanging back, waiting until we get all of our ducks in a row, till we get our lives sorted out, till we manage our own lives properly. Jesus knows that's never going to happen. And so he comes to us as we are. And that, to me, is great news. Because it means that in 2022, I don't have to spend my time trying to prove myself to God. I don't have to try and get above the bar and everything because of God's grace. He accepts me as I am. All I need is God's grace. All you need is God's grace. And you can have it in spite of the fact that you're not perfect. So we're set free. We find that inward rest. Jesus earlier on in Matthew's gospel, looks at people around him who are really struggling, trying to tick all the right boxes, trying to be in all the right places, say the right things, do the right things, and they're really struggling. It's as though they're under a heavy weight. They're bearing this burden. And Jesus looks at them and says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden." And what will he do? Will he give us more to carry? Jesus says, "I will give you rest. Rest from all of that striving. Rest from trying to perfect ourselves. Rest from trying to be the perfection that we would long to be." We're set free from all of that. We're not defined by proving ourselves. So what is it that Jesus called you to be or to do this year? Often we know. Often we have heard quite clearly that call upon our lives to be, to do. And we have 101 different excuses as to why, well, it's just not going to work at the moment. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe it's just a wee bit inconvenient at the minute. Lord, I have other things going on. I would love to be this and do that for you, but I have other things going on in my life. If you can just hold off for a while, then I can get around to that. Maybe it just doesn't fit in with our own dreams and ambitions. But the call of Jesus is to set those things to one side. That's what denying self is about. It's about taking my wants and dreams and ambitions and being prepared to set them to one side so that I can follow the call of Jesus obediently. Follow the one who is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Can you imagine the difference that would make to our wee province in all of its chaos and all of its disruption, if everyone in this place who acknowledges Jesus Christ as Lord decided, you know what, I'm going to set myself to one side and I'm going to follow Jesus? What a witness to this world. What a witness to this land. Deny ourselves, follow Jesus. You don't see it so much now, but there was a time, a good number of years ago, when a lot of people wore a little bracelet that just said WWJD, what would Jesus do? And it became sort of cliched and it became a bit awkward, but it's just such a great question to ask ourselves. As we head into this year, as we head into who knows what would Jesus do? What does it mean for you, for me, to follow Jesus, who is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Maybe as we head into this year, our big dream is just, I wish things were back the way they were. I wish things were back the way they were 2 years ago, when life was just so predictable in many ways. And maybe we're being called to deny ourselves and follow Jesus into this unpredictable future. The two things may not be totally different. Going back to where we were and following Jesus may be the same thing. But maybe he's calling us to new things, different things. What course have you set for this year? And as we start on that journey, and as we continue on that journey, may God give us the grace to know Christ, to grow in that knowledge, and then lovingly to make him known wherever he places us. As you and I set our course for this year, let's take those words of Jesus. To deny ourselves, follow him. It goes back to that verse that time and time again comes to me, where John the Baptist simply looks at Jesus and says, he must become greater, and I must become less. Deny yourself. Follow Jesus. Let's pray together. Lord, as we look to the future, whether it's this afternoon or next month or next year, we have lots of plans. Forgive us, Lord, that so often our plans, our dreams, our desires get in the way of following you. Lord, again, by your Spirit, work in us, we pray, to set us free from anything which would stop us from following you. And then give us that joy in doing your will. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.